Well, hello, familia. So this is a pretty good week. Pretty great week, actually. It went by like super fast, though, like crazy fast. Like I don't know how like it went by so fast, but whatever. Also, Dad, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Daddy. Happy birthday to you. I hope it all went good. I hope you guys like ate some good fancy American food or something. Maybe like you grilled on the grill or something. Which, by the way, when I get home, we have to build something called a parrilla, and it's like a grill, but it's like the grill that they use here, and it's like you use like you don't cook, like they never cook with flame here ever. They just use like charcoal, and they like always cook with charcoal, and it's like so good. It's called asado, and it's like the best. It's so good. We're just gonna have to go to like some we're gonna have to see if we can go to like a butcher's shop and see if we can like get them to like specially cut it like the way Argentines cut it. Because what they do is they take the ribs, it's like the cow rib. Well, maybe what we do is we just buy a cow and then we kill it and we do it ourselves. Because I know how to cut all of the cuts. No, I'm just kidding. But well, like what you do is they use like the rib meat of the cow, and it's called asado. And what they do is it's like you know how like all the bones are in a line, like straight? Well, then they go like against the line and they like cut it. So it's just like a bunch of like little tiny bones and then like a slab of meat. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I hope it does. But what they do is, and they like throw that on the grill, and it's so flipping good. It's like to die for. Last Sunday, these members made some for us, and it was so good. Oh, it was heavenly. So yeah, so what we're gonna have to do is we're gonna have to build one when I get home. We'll make it out of concrete. I'll make it all because I've learned how to construct here, so that's cool. More or less, actually. But whatever. It's not important. Yeah. And so, yeah, we're gonna make a giant grill in the backyard. It's gonna be sweet. Here's Elder Nance. What do you have to say, Elder Nance?
What?
What do you have to say?
Fetching hermanos?
Fetching hermanos? Easy. Yeah.
Fetching calor. That's
Yeah,
what that's
it's so
calling.
hot.
That's
It's
what
just humid.
Elder
Like,
Nance is
it's not even
saying.
really like that hot. It's probably like 90
Goodness.
degrees, but it's like 90
Goodness.
degrees and like pure humidity, like 99% humidity, 100% humidity.
Just walk around in our sweat all day.
Yeah.
Doesn't go
Oh well,
anywhere.
it's good. The Lord's making my wife hotter every day. Isn't that right, Elder Nance?
Yes, sir.
No, but no, so this is a good week. So let's see, Monday was P Day, and so yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun because like
It
we went
was
to
fun.
like four different receivers or something like that.
Yeah, we like ran all over La Plata looking for a place to go email. But we finally found one.
It's kind of weird doing everything in the morning too, like.
Yeah, working in the morning when it was raining.
Oh,
That feels like it was forever ago, Elder.
It really does. Like, I can't. But yeah, I can't believe it's Monday already.
I know.
Tomorrow.
That's always how it works. Okay. But yeah, sounds cool. Then, let's see, what was I gonna say?
Tuesday. Monday.
Tuesday. We had our district meeting, which was a really good district meeting. I really enjoyed it. It was a zone conference thing. It was cool. It wasn't like our zone conference, but like we just like the whole zone went and we like talked together. Like president didn't come, but it was like still cool. I don't know. We just have a good zone. Like our zone leaders and stuff are really cool. All of the leaders that I've had on my mission have been like really awesome. Like the missionary leaders are just really, they're just studs. Like I know sometimes they can be kind of full of themselves and stuff, but like I've been pretty lucky with all the leaders that I've had. But yeah. And then if they start getting full of themselves, I just read them Doctrine and Covenants, section 121. And then, yeah. So that's cool. it's been a good week. Then after that, we went. I feel like we found people. I don't know. Quite frankly, I don't really remember, like, what happens during the week. I just remember that it happens. And I remember that, like, I get excited about, like, investigators and stuff. Basically, like, I got really excited about Florencia because, like, Florencia was starting to progress again. But then, like, we go past her house today and she wasn't there. Because she had, like, left or something. I don't know. It's alright. We'll see what's going on. But yeah, like, with the investigators, we had a couple investigators get to church today, which was good. I'm excited about that. Thing is we just have to get them baptized. Let's do it. Then, let's see. I was going to say something. What was I going to say? Oh, there was something good that happened this week.
Something good?
Yeah.
We didn't die.
How did I know you were going to say that? I was literally just about to say that.
We cast a demon out of a house.
Yeah, we did. We go to, like, this lady's house. She's kind of a crazy lady. Oh, that's what I was going to study tonight. Okay, well, laughed.
That's going to sound real good on a recording, Elder. We cast a demon out of a house, and you say you're going to study tonight?
It's right. Don't worry about it. So, we go to this house, and they're like, yeah, the other night, like, we came home, or we woke up in the morning, and there was, like, blood all over, like, these clothes that we had. And it was, like, all over our house. And, like, we looked on all of us, and, like, nobody was cut or anything. And, like, none of our animals, like, nothing was bleeding. And, like, we couldn't find anything that had blood or even, like looked like it could have come from it. And so, yeah, they're, like, freaking out. They're like, I don't know if, like, a demon came in here or something. And I'm like, I don't know. That is way above my pay grade. I'm just 19-year-old missionary that's trying to do what the Lord wants me to do. But I'm like, we're going to come in your house and we're going to leave you a blessing. And so we just said a prayer and we just, like, kind of dedicated the house, or, I don't know, blessed the house. I wasn't really dedicated, but it was just a blessing. We just blessed their house. And so, yeah, it was kind of cool. Kind of a crazy experience. I was like, it's funny because, like, the other day I was, like, thinking about it. I was like, I wonder if I'll have, like, a cool, like, experience. And then I had one. It was kind of crazy. And apparently she says, like, she can, like, see right before when people are going to die. She's kind of a cool, like, investigator person that we have. I'm pretty excited. I think I should kind of be a little scared, too. No, no, I'm just kidding. But she's actually really awesome.
I got another one. We have, like, 30 investigators. Like, 33 now. 35.
Yeah, we found a lot of people to teach. It's just that, like, nobody's progressing. It's like we find them, and then, like, the next week, they just, like, stop progressing, and then, like, nothing happens. When we find a bunch more, and then no. And then a bunch more, and then no. And then a bunch more, and then no.
But we get a few out of it, so,
like, it's cool. Yep. Ooh, look at that. You haven't even shown me what she looks like.
Huh? She looks like a girl.
This is the Sister Nance. Sister Brenna Nance. Wait, let's see.
That's the night I rolled my truck.
You rolled your truck that night?
Yeah.
Let's see. So wait. These are all your friends?
Huh? These are some of my friends.
Or is it family?
A little bit of both. That's Hunter. He doesn't like me. I don't know why. I'll explain this.
Okay.
This yeah. is going to be a long story.
I was going to say something. But now I can't remember what I was going to say. Other Nance.
Dude, I used to have a beard and long hair.
Other Nance, you seem like you're like the... You were probably the coolest pre-mission stud.
No, I was like...
Well, you're still a stud, obviously.
You would have never guessed.
But, like, you know how, like, you, like, wonder what people were like before their mission?
Yeah.
Like, I was, like, the nerdy kid that, like, nobody really talked to. Yeah. No, yes, I was. Like the, Elder, I literally, with, like, an my entire junior year, I ate lunch by myself.
We can be bros.
So that's cool. We won't talk about that.
My whole life, never talking to anyone. I ate lunch by myself until my freshman year.
Elder, you're like a star quarterback. I don't want to hear it. I don't want
to
hear it.
The only reason they think that is because I used to be the short, fat kid. I used to be like 5 feet tall, 250 pounds. And then all of a sudden when I grew, people would talk to me. And when I started playing football, all of a sudden...
Well, I've always just been the short little nerd kid. I never had the growing part.
You're my short little nerd kid. You're my companion, and I'm your friend, and I eat lunch with you every day.
I know, and I'm glad that I made it through that year.
That was a lot of fun. We had a good celebration.
I meant like junior year, not the mission year. Yeah, we also celebrated kind of. I was mad at myself because I was going to take a lot of pictures, and we were going to take some cool pictures and stuff.
Yeah, he even made me put a shirt on for it.
Yeah, we put shirts on for it, and then I
sat and drank Coke.
And then I got hungry, and then the pizza came, and then one thing led to the other, and I was in my bed sleeping. Yeah. Sorry. I just, like... My mind, like, the first thing I think about isn't, like, here, I should take a picture. It's just, like, I'm just going to enjoy this moment. And then I enjoy it, and then it's done. And then the picture... And then the picture's gone.
No, we had some Coke.
Like, I know I'm going to wish that I took more pictures. But then again, like, Dad, I don't think I've seen more than, like, one picture on your whole mission. So, you can't really be getting mad at me, because...
Hey, that's a fair point.
Yeah. So, you know...
If it makes you feel any better, I don't even know how to send pictures.
Fair point. It's fine.
Dancing with myself.
So, yeah.
Uh-oh. How does that song go? I don't even remember. Dancing with myself. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
It's all flushed away.
Sure, I don't know how it goes.
I don't remember. I don't even know anymore.
I was going to say something else that happened. Oh, yeah. So, like, I don't know. With our investigators are doing good. And I just have, like, some cool, I don't know. Like, I never remember, like, what I do remember what I teach them. But, like, I don't know. Every time I write my recordings, I, like, can't think of, like, specific things that I, like, need to tell you guys or something.
Here.
I don't know. Just know that things are going good and that we're going to have baptisms around here.
What day do you want?
I don't know. Go with, like, Thursday.
Thursday
seemed like it was a good day.
Friday.
Jueves. No.
Viernes is Friday.
Yeah, Jueves. You're right. Jueves.
We passed by Matias and we were supposed to have servicio. It was canceled.
Yeah, you're right. Somebody just spent the whole morning, like, looking for people.
Yeah, and we went and contacted a whole bunch of people. We had lunch with
the lady.
Doctor lady.
Yeah.
It was...
She's like not a doctor lady, but she's a nurse.
It was like a fried rice.
Yeah, the arroz chaufa.
I don't know how to say it.
Elder. Well, yeah, Elder Williams. Jordan. Jordan probably knows all about this, all this Peruvian food. Arroz chaufa. Oh, we had this thing called masa mora. It was so good. It was that... arroz... Yeah, so it was... No. Arroz con leche y masa mora. That was what that lady made us the other day. That was super good. It was like the purple, like...
Syrup?
Yeah, chicha morada syrup.
We gotta figure out how to make that.
It's called masa mora. Let's go over to the Peruvian store tomorrow morning, and we'll go buy some of that, and then we'll make maple syrup out of it.
That stuff to make our maybe it'll make your maple syrup turn brown.
Well, like... Yeah, like, do you know what I'm saying?
What is up with your reception? Obsession, is that the word?
Obsession, yeah. We'll buy some brown sugar. Listen, we'll buy brown, like the black sugar that they have, and we'll just put like a little bit of it.
You don't want black syrup.
Yes, we do. We'll put like a little bit, and then we'll put white sugar, and then we'll put some of that stuff, and it'll be thick, and it'll be pretty much Mrs. Butterworth's.
Okay, now you're.
And we have butter. Listen, and we have butter, and
yeah,
we'll put butter in it.
Yeah, butter because somebody wanted cookies, and bought freaking 2 pounds of butter, and we only ended up using, what, a cup of butter?
Well, now we have it to make lemon bars, okay?
Oh,
tomorrow we'll go buy, like, 20 lemons and reimburse all of them. And we'll use it to make lemon bars of fresh lemons.
Albert, we have enough butter. If we wanted to go make a slip and slide down the hallway in the pension, we could. And we'd still have enough butter for...
Well, you know what? Don't come talking to me, Elder Nance. I'm just here.
We don't have anyone else to talk to but each other.
I'm starting to go. I'm starting to lose my mind. Me and Elder Nance are becoming an old married couple.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
We're pretty much sad all the time.
I'm glad. You know what, Elder Nance? I'm glad. Okay?
Fine.
Sick and tired of crap.
I'm sick and tired of your face. I'm sick. I haven't said that one yet. That's a new one.
That is a new one. Nice work.
The last time I did that, I fell off my dinosaur.
Oh, man. So, yeah. So, sorry that I haven't really talked about anything relating to missionary work. But, just know that missionary work stuff's going good. And that I'm having fun. And that, like, I don't know. This is like...
Come here.
Like, I'm sure you guys probably, like, want to know what's going on with my investigators and stuff. But, like, the thing is I just, like, oh, fish, it's all wet. Thing is, I just, like,
oh. Oh, it's not a call. I didn't.
Buenas noches. Esperamos que hayan tenido un excelente día de reposo. Les acordamos. Deben enviar su pensión y enviar las fotos. Ah, fish. Hermana Núñez. Why didn't you answer them? Talk to them. Okay, I'm going to share you a scripture that somebody shared with us, and it was good. It's in Mosiah 2:41. One of the return missionaries that we went and did visits with taught us this, or like showed us the scripture, and it was super good, and I really like it, so I'm going to share it with you guys. Mosiah 2:41. Dice, y además, quisiera que consideraseis el bendito y feliz estado de aquellos que guarden los mandamientos de Dios, porque aquí ellos son bendecidos en todas las cosas, tanto temporales como espirituales, y si continúan fieles hasta el fin, son recibidos en el cielo, para que así moren con Dios en un estado de interminable felicidad. Oh, recordad que esas cosas son verdaderas, porque el Señor Dios lo ha declarado. And this one's sweet because, look, if we keep the commandments, we will be blessed in everything, temporal things and spiritual things. And I don't know about you guys, but I want both of those blessings. And then it says, if we continue faithful until the end, we are received in heaven, so we live with God in a state of unendable. Interminable. It's like endless happiness. That sounds awesome. Living with God, endless happiness, forever. Guys, like let's just get through this life, and then we're gonna all be together in a state of endless happiness. Like, I don't know about you guys, but that sounds awesome. So let's get over all like the things that are tough in life, whatever. But just keep the commandments, and then we'll all go back together. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I don't know. I just really like that scripture a lot. Like, really, it's true. I really like the whole talk of King Benjamin, but this is just, like, part that is really cool. But yeah, so I invite you guys to think of things that you can do better this week. Think of commandments that there are, that we have, that you guys can do better. And then, think of the commandment and think of how you're gonna like keep this commandment better this week than you did last week. So there you go. There's my challenge for you guys. But just know that I love you guys tons. I hope you have a great week. I hope that Elder Nance doesn't drink all of the Coke. Fetch. I'm just kidding. You can drink all the Coke. It's fine. It was a joke. You can drink the rest of it. It was a joke, Elder.
Don't give me your attitude, Elder.
Do you really want it? Do you want this? Buzzed. Do you want it?
Why did it buzz?
Because he's talking to you.
Can you hear me?
Okay. All right. Well, I love you guys.
Hello?
And I hope you have a great week.
It's me.
And
I was wondering.
Bye-bye.